House Republicans to hold hearing on Born Alive Act. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 9, 2019. House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, L.A., and his colleagues announced the hearing on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, legislation that would protect babies born alive after abortion from infanticide. The hearing is scheduled for Tuesday, September 10 at 1 p.m. ET. A live stream of the hearing can be found here. House Democrats have refused to take up the measure. H.R. 962, that states infants who survive abortion deserve the same treatment and care as any other newborn. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrat leaders have blocked a vote on the bill more than 80 times. Scalise and Representative Ann Wagner, Mo, filed a discharge petition on the legislation in April. All 197 House Republicans, but only 3 Democrats, have signed on to the petition. In order to bypass Pelosi and force a vote on the Born Alive Act, House Republicans need 17 more signatures, which they hope to obtain after a hearing presents the facts given by experts on abortion. Pro-life leaders explain signing the discharge petition makes sense. Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, SBA List, said in a statement, "This compassionate legislation should have passed easily 6 months ago considering the overwhelming majority of Americans, including 70% of Democrats, support it, but Speaker Pelosi and House Democratic Party leaders have blocked pro-life Republicans' requests for a vote more than 80 times. Once again, we urge House Democrats from Republican-leaning districts to listen to their constituents and sign Whip Scalise's discharge petition to hold a vote on this life-saving bill." Father Frank Bavone, National Director of Priests for Life, said he and his colleagues will visit House members, some of whom have already agreed to meet with them, to ask them to sign the discharge petition. "They don't even have to vote for the bill, all they have to do is sign the petition so the House can vote on the bill," he explained. "It's a very simple thing we're asking," Pavone continued. "The vast majority of Americans support a bill to save babies who survive abortion. And despite the pro-abortion lobby's insistence that this doesn't happen, it is a matter of public record that it does." Similarly, Tim Chapman, executive director of Heritage Action, said the bill is bipartisan, common-sense legislation that could save the life of a baby born after a failed abortion. He added, "Witnesses to appear at the hearing are Jill Stanek, RN, a nurse who discovered an infant with Down syndrome who had survived an abortion; Robin Perucci, MD, neonatologist and neonatal intensive care unit medical director; former abortionist and retired OB/GYN Kathy Altman, MD, and Tessa Long-Bonds, research associate with the Charlotte Lozier Institute, the research arm of SBA List. Minority Whip Steve Scalise and the members involved in this hearing have gone to great lengths to hear testimony on why Congress must act to protect infants born alive after a failed abortion," said Tony Perkins, Family Research Council president, in a statement. "It reflects the sad state of our politics today that Speaker Nancy Pelosi is actively blocking even a vote on a common-sense law against infanticide."